Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn,
What's happening, underdogs? I'm Jason Waller, host of the True Underdog Podcast, and I've got another episode of True Underdog Classic for you today. In this series, we replay some of my favorite conversations from back in the day. Today, we're replaying my interview with the country Barbie herself, Becca Bowen. Becca is an up-and-coming country artist who won season 5 of For Love or Likes on the Outdoor Channel. During this interview, Becca and I talked about how to choose happiness. Part of being a true underdog is building the resilience to fight whatever life throws you and put a smile on your face. This episode of True Underdog Classic will teach you how to find joy even in your most grim circumstances. Get ready for this episode of True Underdog Classic, episode 36, Happiness is a Choice with Becca Bowen.
You do a lot of things. You're not just doing one thing, right? I know you're a country singer and your music comes out and you've got a lot of things going on. And I want you to take, 60 seconds here to kind of introduce yourself and let all the listeners and viewers know who you are and what you're doing, because this is exciting stuff.
Okay, I'll kind of start from the beginning. I started singing when I was 5 years old. Uh-huh. I started traveling with a gospel group called the Crusaders. Okay. And it opened up so many doors for me. I ended up on Star Search, ended up in New York, cast in a musical called Ruthless. And from there, I started opening up for these big name country artists like Alabama. And I got a little bit older and took a little bit of break. I ended up getting married. I'm divorced now. But for that time, I took a break. I became a personal trainer. And I actually ended up winning Miss Bikini Fitness, which was a lot of hard work, but oh my gosh, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Did you have to diet like crazy? Was there like eating protein, not eating protein?
It was definitely a certain amount of protein a day, working out for hours a day, cardio. I mean, I had this plan and I stuck with this plan. And even when I did not want to be there, I pushed myself to be at the gym. It was very strenuous and definitely more mentally challenging than anything. I will say that.
Okay.
More so than physically. And then after that, I started singing again. Got some connections in Nashville, and soon I will be releasing some music and at the end of September. So I'm extremely excited about that. I'll have a music video coming out. So there's a lot of great things that I'm so excited about.
The music industry is so hard to get into. I know so many people that have tried and have failed, and I've seen recent pictures where you're in the studio, you're recording the album and making, making magic happen with music. What other artists out there inspired you? Who do you sing like? Where do you fit in?
I have that authentic country sound. I do. And this is a medium between that new pop sound and authentic country. My, the people that I listen to, that influenced me were the older ones like George Strait, of course, Dolly Parton, yeah. Who I absolutely love. I hope one day I can meet her. And then, the new artists like Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, of course. I really like the sound of the still true country. Yeah. That I think I'm something with a story that really hits home, that really gets you, because music is very powerful. It can take you back to that day you may have lost the love of your life, and it can take you back to the day you got married. It's just country music is so powerful because of the story, and that's why I love singing country.
Do you write a lot of your own music, or do you have a writer for you?
I do write a lot of my music. In Nashville, you really co-write with each other, and it's been a great experience. I used to just write, and it was just me, but now that I'm in Nashville, everybody co-writes, so that's what I've been doing lately. The songs that I am releasing, though, they were not written by me, but they were the first time I heard them. Oh, my gosh. Like, I could have written these songs because I have said everything in these songs, and they spoke to me so much. It's like, don't even worry about the songs I've written. I want to sing these. They were that good. Yeah, it really spoke to me.
That's really good. So, not only are you doing the country, singing and releasing an album, which congratulations, and I know people don't realize how hard that is to even get into that realm. But
it is so
on
hard.
Top of that, You're a bikini fitness champion, right? Are you the reigning champ? Is that how that works?
I am the reigning Miss Bikini Fitness United States.
Somebody's got to come get that belt, right? Are they gunning for you or what?
Don't take it from me.
That's right. That's right. So you mentioned you like Rocky. I see that. I got Clubber Lane as my t-shirt here representing Rocky. But, you know, one other thing, you said you were a single mom. Why don't you talk about that too? Because a lot of, and I'm not just saying this, you know, to be unsexist or how the reverse of that, saying, you know, it's harder for women, but it really is, because women are the ones who are the moms doing this. You know, dads, it's a little easier for them to be a single dad when you hear about that. Not trying to take that away, but it, you know, moms have to nurture and care. And it, to me, it's just another level. And that's a plus for the moms, and nothing against the dads out there. But, you know, in the cliche world we live in, you know, if you're a single mom, it's hard, especially
you know,
all these things.
The thing is, there is a stigma that comes with being a single mom. If you're a single mom, a lot of people look at you like you either did something wrong or you're a failure. And that is extremely hard stigma to get past. Well, why aren't you married? Why are you single? You know, there's a lot of questions that come with it. And then, you know, you step up to the plate and, you know, you're financially helping to take care of your children. You're, you know, there for them taking the school and everything, you know, there's so much that goes into being a single mom, and you want to be a role model for them. I think as a woman, like, the most important thing to you is, like, I have to be a role model. I want to make a difference in their lives and give them something to look up to. I want them to look up to me and say, you know, my mom really works hard, and, you know, I want to see them work hard. And it makes a difference truly in how I want my children to view me. I want them to see somebody who loves God, for one, works hard, and never gives up. And what I've always taught them is, you know, you have to hold on to your dreams. Mm-hmm. Even if something comes in your life, destroys you, you know, takes you down to your breaking point. I don't know what that may be in anyone's life, but I've had a lot of moments like that in my life where I just wanted to give up. And I always remember that quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." I have held on to that in those dark moments and just kept saying, you know, if you don't give up, it's the ones that do not give up are the ones who will eventually make it. Because there's a lot of people who end up giving up. Well, if I keep going, if I keep striving, no matter, you know, mentally I'm beat down, physically I'm beat down, you know, you're going to make it eventually. You just cannot give up. And I just, so that's what I want to instill in my children, is hang on to those dreams. You can be whatever you want to be. You know, you can be unique. You can be different. And that's really how I am. You know, I'm not your typical Southern girl, really. I guess I am a Southern girl, but, you know, they call me Country Barbie because I hunt, I fish, I will get down in the dirt. You know, did you see that I just noodled a 45-pound catfish?
I saw that. I was going to ask you about that. Like, that, you know, you're winning bikini fitness bikini contest, not just a bikini contest, but you were the most fit, and you're putting out a record, and you're catfishing, and you're raising your daughters. That's a lot of stuff. And I think the world forgets that, you know, and you're celebrating that catfish. That's exciting. I mean, I've seen how big that thing was.
You know, I was so excited about that. I hate to say it, but I was just as excited about that catfish as I was when I won that fitness pageant. Because, you know, 45 pounds, because, you know, when you noodle, you stick your hand in a hole and you do not know what you're going to pull out. I mean, you don't know if it's going to be 20 pounds, 30 pounds, and you have to physically fight this fish underneath the water. And so you don't really know, you know what, I knew it was a monster. And I'm gonna say, I did know it was a monster, but I didn't know how big it was until I started pulling it out. And it was like as tall as I was almost. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this just happened.
So you love fishing, right? You love fishing, hunting.
I love fishing. I love hunting, and I love being in the outdoors. And I will say this, cause we're talking about kind of like adversities and things that we go through. I live my life pretty much like every moment is my last. That, you know, life is so short. And I went through a battle with sickness. You know, I had terrible thyroid problems. I had to have, go to radio. I had to iodine and everything. I was sick. I could not even hardly get out of the bed. I was passing out things. So I know what it feels like not to live. Right. To have to depend on others to take care of you. That is an awful feeling to lose. You know, I felt like I lost everything. Mm. You know, you're not independent anymore. You have to depend on other people to take care of you. And my goodness, I said, if I ever get well, if I get through all this, I will live every day that I can and find joy in the small things. I will find joy in living and loving everything that this earth has to offer. And that's getting out in the woods and hunting, if it's with my brother, or going fishing with my friends, because truly I'm just soaking in what this life has to offer, because we are missing out on so much and we don't realize it until we don't have it anymore.
Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Now, that's very well said. And I think that, you know, you were talking about instilling in your kids. You've got two daughters, correct?
Yes.
You know, think about this for the listeners and viewers out there, you know, especially the females. They either are a mom or a daughter. And so they're either being looked up to or they've looked up to someone. And I think it's important that your daughters see that in these dark moments, you didn't quit. In these dark moments, you kept fighting and you're pursuing your dreams, and you want them to be proud of you, and you want them to learn how to do this on their own and not depend on people.
You know, absolutely.
I've got three daughters, so I get it. And, you know, I don't want my daughters to have to depend on, you know, just their husband or just somebody else or their parent. Like, it's so important for young ladies in today's world to be independent and understand that they're going to go through dark times, but it can be done. I mean, you can be a mom and several other things and be very successful at it. Happens every day. And you're right, that stigma that comes out
does
wrong. It does come out, though. It's like, oh, that person's single for what reason? Yeah, you're right. And it's unfortunate that that's how the world is. But, you know, to fight back and show that you can be happy. I mean, you know, you're smiling from ear to ear, just holding that fish excited. You know, I mean, that shows the joy that you're having and enjoying your life. And I think that your daughter's seeing that, and the listeners and viewers, you know, you definitely got to check out Becca Bowen's Instagram and Facebook, because she's an exciting, happy person that is now pursuing happiness every day and living her dream being a country singer, right?
Yes. And that is, oh my gosh, to see that almost being restored again after I have quit for singing for so long, and to see all this happening again, I'm just like, wow, you know, because why? Because I didn't give up.
Right.
I knew that I would pursue it again at some point, but I was waiting for the right time. And I knew that Miss Bikini was coming to an end. You know, I will give that title to somebody else at the end of October. And so, like, now this is a new day, a new time, and I want to move into my joy. And you know, singing, my mom's side of the family, this is where I get it from, because, you know, we used to go to family reunions and they all had their guitars out and they had harmonicas, and, you know, we're very country people. And they would sit around there. My grandfather used to take the Rattlesnake's Rattle, believe it or not, stick it in his guitar, like the hole in the guitar, and shake it while he was playing and, you know, singing a little bit to give it that percussion sound.
Oh, wow.
But so on the, this is why I think I am the way I am, is because now I started singing at 5 because it just runs in our family. But so during the week I would kind of sing and stuff. And on the weekends I would go to my grandfather's house, and he would sit in the kitchen. Well, first we'd go fishing. He taught me how to fish. Yep. We'd fish and he'd give me all these life stories. The one thing that sticks out to me, and back then it was so simple what he said to me. He said, I just want you to remember to always stop, look, and listen. That has stuck with me for years, because that right there, I carry on everything. If I'm in an argument, stop, look, and listen. Don't react. Like, just stop, look, and listen. And that has carried on with me for years. And so we would fish. Then we'd go to his house and he would cook something like collard greens or chicken and rice, because he had like a little, you know, garden farm, whatever he had. He was very country. He'd wear overalls all the time.
Did you guys eat pig feet, by the way?
Gosh, no. I'm okay, country. I'm not that country.
Just making sure. There might have been some judgment. There might have been some judgment.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie, but I'm pretty sure my dad has probably ate pig feet. That is something I will not participate in. But we would sit and eat boiled peanuts that he grew in his garden. And, you know, he would play music. And I would hear that, like, Hank Williams music and that old music. And that's where, you know, this love for country music has come from. I know that's where it is. And it's just, it's so cool to look back where I have come from to where I am now, and how all those little moments that I was a child, I didn't really even realize, you know, how I was really taking them in so much, really has made me the girl that I, the woman I am today. Truly has, all those little moments that you kind of take for granted as a child.
I think, you know, that's the thing. Every decision we make and everything that we're around that we learn from, whether we fail or we succeed, these memories, these moments, you being a child, seeing things that inspire you now. You mentioned songs. I think it's Eric Church with Springsteen, right? And it takes you back to a memory.
I love Eric Church.
Right. Yeah. And that's a certain, that's a, there's a truth to that. And something else happens in your life and you go, I learned that from my dad. So we always relay that every decision we make, and I'm not trying to build anxiety for anybody out there, but it affects your entire life. Now,
it truly does.
There's not a wrong decision. I'm a big believer in at least make a decision and make the best out of it. But just know that these decisions and these things you learn, they're molding you even as an adult, especially when you're a kid, as you grow and learn. And these are the events that you need to bring in and make sure that you get the best out of every moment you can and not waste it.
And also, I've learned that decisions don't only just affect you. They affect everyone around you. Yeah. When you have children or when you're in families, you know, like have big families, it really does affect everyone. And even if you make a bad decision, I've learned that you can fix it. Yeah. You can learn from your bad decisions and change the things that need to be changed. And, you know, gosh, if I hadn't have made some bad decisions in my life, I don't think I'd be here where I am today either. I learned from that. Right. You know, I learned from, and if other people hadn't made bad decisions around me, honestly, you know, I learned from their decisions.
It's true.
Because sometimes, like I say, you don't know how strong you can be until that's the only choice you have. Right. And that's pretty much the position I've been in my life, is I had to be strong. I had no choice but to say, okay, I'm going to pull myself together and I'm going to make something out of myself. And this is not going to destroy me. And, you know, it's funny because we're talking about Rocky. I love Rocky. I love the Eye of the Tiger song. And on the days that I am just done, you know, why is this happening to me? You know, sometimes we do this woe is me thing. You can't help it because sometimes it's just so much you can't deal with it. I will put Eye of the Tiger on. And I will come out of that victim mindset, because I hate having a victim mindset. You know, I want to be victorious. I don't want to be a victim, you know, so I will put that on and listen to that Rocky. Don't say that.
That's the jam. I love that song.
I mean, jam. And then I'm like, all right, I got this.
Now, a word from our sponsors.
And some of the quotes in the movie are great too. And, you know, there's songs that I listen to that one. There's another one recently. I feel like everyone evolves, or you maybe it's me. Every few years I change songs that really get me going if I'm down. And one of them I like to listen to, it's My Life by Bon Jovi, the slower version.
Yeah.
Love that song. Kind of gets me, jacked up. Like, you know what? It's my decision. Yeah. It's me that has to get through this. And same thing with Eye of the Tiger, because you always imagine him running up that mountain, getting ready to fight.
Oh my gosh.
Russian champ. And you know, it's motivating. My son, I have four kids. My youngest is 10, and we went on a Rocky binge. All the girls in the house, even the wife, they're not big Rocky fans. I've stuffed it down their throat too much, but my son loves it and loves boxing and, you know, loves to compete, loves the music. And so it's cool to see someone else that kind of gets it jacked up.
Oh my gosh, yes. But when I was going through sickness, my dad, he would come to my house and he would bring the Rocky trilogy. And he's like, we're going to watch this because this sickness is not going to beat you. This illness is not going to beat you. And we would sit there and watch the Rockies. And really, it's crazy that, you know, what you absorb in your mind truly changes your mindset. Honest to God, if you are negative, if you're around negative people, you're going to be negative. If you're absorbing positivity and success, you're going to be successful. You're going to go places. And so that's what my dad did for me. And it really got me out of, because I was bedridden for a while. It got me out of that bed and was like, you know what? I can do this. And he called me his champion. You're a champion. You're a champion. Even though I felt like I was really nothing because I had to depend on everybody to take care of me, you know? So yeah, Rocky, even to this day, if I'm down, I will put Rocky on and then I'm a different person.
Right. You know, I don't want to miss the important part you said when, you know, it's mindset over matter and it's really who you're around. And you're exactly right. And I need the listeners and viewers to understand, you know, what Becca's saying here is on point. When I've been around really negative people, I get a negative outlook. I'm human. It's what happens. You feel a little bit more irritable. You feel a little bit more entitled, a little bit more angry and brash. And when you're around people who are loving or caring or appreciative or positive or motivated, you naturally, when you're around that, you become motivated and you become, it's so true. Successful people hang out with happy, successful people. And they don't have to be successful just making money. Success is happiness in your life. Whether you make 50 grand a year or 50 million a year, you're successful if you're happy and you're positive. And, you know, I try to, it's, as much as I can, hang around those kind of people because it makes me feel better. It keeps my head above water to keep pushing because we're all in this life together.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, we have one life to live. It's your choice how you want to use it. And I choose to live it in happiness. And I just want to leave a legacy. And what is that legacy? I want to leave a legacy of love and kindness. And I want to leave my music. And just to show people that you don't have to have all the money in the world. You can live in a trailer and still find happiness.
Very
you
true.
Can go out on the banks of the river and fish. And like I said, get a catfish. And that could be better than going to get a Louis Vuitton purse. You know what I mean? Like, happiness is not found in money. It's found in life. And that's something I have absolutely learned.
Yeah. Amen.
And life experiences.
No, amen to that. And how old are your daughters?
My daughters are 13 and 15 years old.
Ooh, that's a good age right now.
Teenage years have hit, and I am definitely feeling it. But you know, they are good kids. That's they are good. Such great kids, and I'm not just saying that because I'm their mom. But really, they truly are great children, and they work hard. They, you know, one's a competitive cheerleader, one's a competitive gymnast. They have that same kind of mindset of determination and passion for their talents, and it's really neat to see where they're going. You know, they're going places, and I'm so excited to see what they're going to do in the future. So I'm very proud of them. Proud mama. Can't help it.
And people should be proud of you. They should be proud of their mom stepping up, overcoming adversity, fighting that fight, fulfilling and pursuing your dreams. So let all the listeners know how they can follow you, how they can reach you, and when your album comes out.
Okay. So if you want to find me on Instagram, it's @Becca_Bowen_. And I'm also on Twitter, and it's the same, @Becca_Bowen_. And on Facebook, it is Rebecca Bowen. And you can find me that way. And yes, the release is estimated to be the end of September. And like I said, I'm super excited. And on Twitter and on Instagram, I'll be updating, you know, when this music is coming out. So what happened, quarantine kind of set everybody back for a little while. And now everything's, you know, back in full force. So it should
everything will start to turn better. I promise. How about that?
Yes.
Especially after November. And I'm not saying I'm voting right, left or right. I'm just saying after the election, for some reason, I have this weird feeling things will get better. I don't know. Maybe I'm guessing, but You know, congrats on your album. Thank you. Want to get a copy of it. So you're going to have to forward me one. My girls love country music.
I will definitely sign you on and send it.
There you go. I'm going to get them excited, be a fan. And I appreciate all your efforts, everything you do. Thank you for joining our show, Becca Bowen, Country Barbie. That's a wrap. True Underdog, go to trueunderdog.com, subscribe, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, and you can check out our YouTube. Bam.
True Underdog. Bam. Bam. Bam.